We're very pleased by the bipartisan support on S-22. It passed overwhelmingly in the Senate, and right now it looks like it has a really strong chance of passing in the House. It needed a two-thirds vote first time through, and it only missed by a couple votes. So we're pretty confident that it will pass the second time around. The S-22 bill, the Omnibus Public Land Management Act, does not really protect a lot of land that's up for big energy exploitation or big energy build-out right now, as much as what Dianne Feinstein is talking about in an upcoming proposed bill.
When we combine this with the land that Feinstein wants to protect, this is a clean million acres, right?
Probably a little more than that, actually. Almost that in our area, yeah. And the what's interesting is the land that is up for protection under what Senator Feinstein is proposing down the road really is land that was meant to be protected all along. So it's kind of ironic that we have to revisit that, because that land was already set aside for preservation.
That's interesting. And, you know, from what I understand, this is land that the Wildlands Conservancy bought and then gave to BLM to set aside for protection, right?
That's exactly right. The land was never really intended for industrial and especially big energy build-out. So, unfortunately, what was the original intentions were to see that that land was permanently protected, and unfortunately, it's being threatened again. So,
And when you say being threatened, from what I understand, there are 19 projects that have been applied for through the BLM to be sited within this land, right, or within the boundaries of this land.
Yeah, that's correct. Mostly large-scale thermal solar plants.
How was that able to happen, given the fact that this land was given to BLM on the condition that it be set aside for protection?
Well, those really aren't ironclad arrangements. The intention certainly was there, but no one ever expected that we would be under this new gold rush of big energy build-out the way we are right now, 160 applications in the California Desert Conservation Area alone. So it was just at the time it was never expected that there would be this type of proposal in the California Desert Conservation Area.
A million acres, that's a lot of land in your area. There's a lot more land in your area. Will this narrow down the corridor, if you will, for both transmission and renewable energy projects? And will there be more of a scramble to site these projects on the land that that is left?
Well, that's a good question, a tough question to answer. Most of the projects, well, let's put it this way, out of the 165 applications that the BLM has received, it was never assumed that all 165 applications would be approved. So given that, it's not very likely that protecting 800,000 acres of California Desert Conservation Area or a million acres is going to push projects outside those boundaries. There's still going to be projects that are going to be built that are already applied for outside these proposed protected areas anyway.